My name is Tony Bates. I'm using these podcasts throughout the book as a way to try to make a personal connection with you as the reader. And it also allows me to put some of my own views forward. I've tried to write the book as objectively as possible without taking sides in some of the issues, but podcasts give me a chance to get things off my chest. But you should remember that it's what I put in the text that really matters. This first scenario you might think is specific to COVID, but although COVID was inspired this, and it's based on an actual case, these issues are not going to go away, particularly online learning is not going to go away. It will increasingly be integrated with classroom teaching for a number of reasons. First of all, students are already using online learning, whether you like it or not. They use Google search, for instance, to look up answers and so on, to do research for topics and so on. And we might as well make proper use of that so that we use it in a controlled and thoughtful way. Secondly, online learning provides more flexibility for students and parents, particularly the older students who often find that they can combine online learning with face-to-face teaching. It gives them, they can work late at night, for instance, and then sleep in the morning if they have some blended or hybrid learning and don't have to get a class every morning. But more importantly, it provides some flexibility for parents as well. And lastly, we should see that students need to be able to study and work online in the future because they will need these skills. They'll need to know how to use digital tools as part of their everyday work and so on in the future. So online learning is not going to go away. And even in the school situation, we'll see that it has its limitations, and I'll talk a lot about that. But also, there are certain things that nearly every teacher needs to know now about online learning. I'd also say that the research backs up Leslie's mother in her view that her daughter was not getting enough attention. We know that if you teach online and face-to-face at the same time, the students in front of the class will always get more attention than the ones online, unless you change the way you teach. You can't just take your regular classroom teaching and put it and expect the online students to be as actively engaged as the ones in class. And lastly, I want to use this little podcast to say that I want to provide teachers with the knowledge they need to cope with a volatile, changing world, so you can make your own decisions about how to teach. You can put pressure, preferably on government and school boards, to make evidence-based decisions about the use of online learning, so you can speak with authority when they make dumb decisions, which they certainly did during COVID-19. Thank you.